Hi, I'm Gabriel Carrillo from the EdTech Bytes podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 165 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network. I'm coming to you today from the NC Ties Conference here in,
Raleigh.
Okay. See, Raleigh. I just got here. I'm afraid I'm going to mispronounce it. Raleigh, North Carolina. And I am sitting right next to Darcy Grimes, who is going to be doing some sessions here at the conference. And we thought we might talk just a little bit about AR and VR, you know, augmented reality and virtual reality. It's something that, you know, teachers and students, we're starting to see it trickle into the classroom. And I think it's so easy for that to become kind of like a gadget that doesn't really add anything. But there are some teachers that are doing it really, really well. So, Darcy, what are you seeing in relation to that?
Yeah, I think it's really important for the consuming side, for students to be able to really understand and consume virtual reality, to be taken to a different place. But I think it's even more important to be able to do the creation side.
Yeah.
So using Google Tour Creator, students and teachers could create their own virtual reality field trip and then actually use it through Google Expeditions, which allows the teachers still the management system of pausing and and circling and doing all of that. But I think it really takes it to the next level when students are doing the creation, not just going around the world. Because when you do just experience it going around the world, super powerful, but you want that next step. You don't want it just to be a flashy piece of technology.
Yeah, just like we were saying, right? So if you're going to do this, you said something about Tour Creator. And so to start off, are we like repurposing imagery that already exists? Or are we creating our own? Or what does that look like?
Both.
Oh, cool.
Both. So students and teachers can actually create 360 videos using their phone, an iPad, or a fancy 360 camera if they have that, and then upload those images into Google Tour Creator. If they don't have access to that or they want to do the easy button to begin with, they can actually go in and using Google Maps. So the images that Google already has connected with Google Maps. So I just briefly did one with a school last week where we just actually pulled up the school, dropped the little man onto the street and used the videos that were already there, or used the pictures that were already there. And then you can connect them together. You can add text and everything like Google Expedition. So students or teachers would be adding in that extra information as well.
Cool. So they can either take some of the existing imagery or they can pull in their own or videos and they can add text and everything to it. So now they're, it's kind of like, it's like a tour, like you just said. And so you've got the different stops on the tour, and then once that's done, if other students or somebody else wants to take that tour, you mentioned something about Google Expeditions. What are the different ways they could take that tour?
Yeah, so once it's published, you can choose to either do it unlisted or public. If they decide to do it public, then it will actually go on to Google Poly. So it'll be public on there with a URL link. So you can take the URL link, share it with anybody, put it into Google Classroom or whatever. If the teacher wants to actually lead the session, then you can actually, once it's published, you can choose to view it with Google Expeditions.
Oh, cool.
So if you log into your iPad or whatever with Google Expeditions, as long as it's the same account that you did the creation in, it will pop up.
Okay.
So it gives you all of the same leading abilities.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool. Okay, so I can kind of picture that start to finish now. Do you have an example in mind of like what one of the tours, like an example of a tour that a student might create and like what it might look like kind of start to finish?
Yeah, so actually being in Raleigh, being in the capital of North Carolina, a lot of fourth grade students take field trips here. And so talking with teachers about having, they're already in different groups. Some go to the capital at this time, some go over here, some go over here. So as they're in their different groups, they can actually be taking the 360 videos when they go back to the classroom, put it together as a tour, and then use it to teach others. The following year, they can even, the teacher can use it to teach the upcoming fourth grade students to be able to see what they experience.
Yeah.
If anybody's not able to go on the field trip, then they can still kind of experience it as much as they can without being there.
Yeah,
well.
That's true. And I guess they could even, like, they could potentially take an old field trip before they take the in-person field trip and kind of get a test drive of what it's going to look like.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, I mean, if you take out the part of taking your own pictures and you're using it on Google, I mean, you could even create one that follows a storyline of a book in different places around the world. So
cool. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I love it. So if folks want to know, like if they wanted to ask you questions or get in touch with you or something, what's the best way to do that?
Best way is Twitter. I'm way better about answering on Twitter than I am my email. So my handle is at @DarcyGrimesNC.
Okay.
So Darcy Grimes NC.
Darcy Grimes NC. All right. Very good. Well, it was a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.